This is Making Sense of the Media with the Poynter Institute. I'm Lisa Peeks with Poynter's Kelly McBride. Recently, talk show host Diane Rehm apologized to Vermont Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders for saying he has dual citizenship with Israel.
Senator, you have dual citizenship with Israel.
Well, no, I do not have dual citizenship with Israel. I'm an American. I don't know where that question came from.
Well, it came from a Facebook post. Diane did apologize, but she's not alone in trusting without verification. According to a couple of studies by the American Press Institute, false information on Twitter overpowers efforts to correct it by 3-1. And most people are confident in the accuracy of what they're repeating from internet sources. So, Kelly, why are so many people confidently wrong?
Well, there's actually a lot of information out on this. There's this fabulous TED Talk by a woman named Catherine Schultz, and she wrote a book called Being Wrong. And she talks about something called error blindness. And the problem with being wrong is it feels exactly like being right. So there is nothing in our human condition to let us know that we're wrong. We're all very aware of the feeling of being wrong once we realize that we're wrong. And that's one of humiliation and embarrassment and shame. But actually being wrong feels just like being right. So given this internet environment that we all live in, it's actually a really dangerous condition for all of us.
Yeah, it seems like part of the allure of social media is that it reaffirms our worldviews, however inaccurate, and that makes people feel good. So what are the consequences of perpetrating incorrect information?
The consequences for Diane Rehm are particularly bad. Part of the problem with that particular falsehood was it was created by people who have really bad intentions. They created this list to suggest that all of the Jewish people who serve in Congress actually have Israeli citizenship also. And it's been floating around the internet for a very long time. So she perpetuates a falsehood, and she further harms Jewish people, Jewish members of Congress. That's pretty serious. The consequences for the rest of us when we're wrong, not so much. I mean, really, maybe somebody calls us out on Facebook, but most average citizens can be wrong as often as they want and nothing ever happens to them.
What can we all do differently?
Well, I think we're learning to do it differently already, and that is question information that doesn't seem to be true. Now, the problem with that is that doesn't seem, because as human beings, we have a propensity to believe information that fits within our philosophical worldview. Mm-hmm. So if I want to believe that Israel is not a good friend of the U.S. and that people who are Jewish maybe have divided allegiances, then I'm going to believe that there is a list of U.S. senators who also have Israeli citizenship and are maybe not acting in the best interest of our country. So there's a problem with that. But we need to get better at listening to information and asking, where does that come from? Does it come from a reliable source? What is a reliable source? And once we start to ferret out those types of criteria, we're going to get a lot better. So it's all going to work out. We just have to evolve as citizens in our capabilities to consume news.
And save a lot of red faces.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly McBride with the Poynter Institute. Thank you.
You're welcome.